أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا. نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. صدق الله العظيم. Amongst the descriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, or our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given in the hadith with regards to Dajjal, one is this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will emerge from amongst the Yahud. Secondly, he will emerge from the place called Isfahan, and with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 70,000 Yahud will emerge. 70,000 in Arabic is not used for tahdeed, the limit of the number, but it is used for takthir, in other words, abundance. Hundreds of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of Yahud will gather with him, and they will emerge with him, and they will go to the east and the west of the world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect the two places, Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwara, and bar him from entry in these two places. Coming back to Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Ashabi Kahf, the dua they made in the last lesson, Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma, O Allah, grant us from your side rahma, mercy, wa hayyi' lana min amrina rashada, and O Allah, complete for us in our matter guidance. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a very great feat, a very great supernatural feat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the Ashabi Kahf. They were going to sleep for a long period of time. Here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention the time. That comes in the ayahs after this. Allah says, فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ, and then we smouted upon the ears, fil kahfi, in the cave, sinina adada, for a number of years. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a great miracle, that when a person has to go off to sleep, in order for him to continuously sleep, he is not supposed to hear things, because things, hearing things will disturb his sleep, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about sealing off their ears for a period of time, and that is how they continue to sleep for this long period of time. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ, thereafter we raise them, لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ, so that we will come to know which of the two groups, أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا, remembered the time they lived there. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about a very important aspect in so far as the Ashabi Kahf were concerned. The king of the time and the people of the time, when the Ashabi Kahf were going to get up some 3 centuries later, would have been in a dispute with regards to the coming of Qiyamah and the Ba'ath Ba'd al-Maut, that is the resurrection after death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to use the Ashabi Kahf and the people of the cave to prove to those people that after sleeping for 300 years, if the body is still intact, if they would come alive, they would be awake, their senses will be intact, their minds will be intact, all their organs will be intact, and even their speech and everything else will be intact, then it is not impossible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives death to any human being, and after number of years, number of centuries, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect a person, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this, the story of Ashabi Kahf, for the people of the latter time, when they would get up, to prove that there is Ba'ath Ba'd al-Maut, and that is the life after death, or the resurrection after death. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقَّ, certainly we will relate to them the story with truth. Here the story of the Ashabi Kahf, if we go back to the Shani Nuzul, the reason of revelation, this was the question that was asked to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam by some leaders of Makkah Mukarramah, by the people of Medina, the Yahud of Medina, with regards to the reality of the Ashabi Kahf. The story was neither related in the Torah, nor was it related in the Injil. The story was not related in any kitab of the past. The first person to narrate the story sorry would be our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this, that نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. Certainly we will relate to you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their story, they tied with the haqq, the truth, and there will be absolutely nothing but the truth, and this will also manifest the truth of the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces the ashab kahf, and what an introduction Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. First Allah says innahum fitya, certainly they were people in the youth, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that no person is too young and no person is too old to protect the iman and to protect the deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves this as a legacy for all the youth of the entire mankind, that the youth are those people that accepted iman and Islam at the hands of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he brought this deen to the people of Makkah Mukarrama. And here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it was the youth that took up this challenge against kufr and shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says amanu bi rabbihim, they had brought iman in their Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't speak about the kind of family they had come from. Allah does not speak about their lineage. Allah does not speak about their geographical situation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces us to the most important aspect. Amanu bi rabbihim, they brought iman in their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they had taken the step in the path of Allah, Allah says wazidanahum huda, we had increased them in hidayat, we had increased them in guidance. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says walladhina jahadu fina lanahdiyannahum subulana, those that strive in our path, we will guide them on our path. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows that when we bring iman in Allah, we practice on our iman, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant us the strength of our iman, and Allah will increase iman. Increase the hidayat here, the quality of iman, the quality of hidayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.